This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Longa Lunga. It's the DJV program. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulman's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Gee whiz, I'm so sorry to be the person to tell you this. I'm so sorry. The White House has canceled this year's Easter egg roll. Sorry.
Oh, that's cute. That's a wonderful tradition. That's cute to see all the kids. They love it.
They're now calling it the coronavirus roll. kids will poke the virus around with their nose on the lawn.
Right. The health and safety of all Americans must be the first priority. Yeah, that's right. And I'm not faulting you guys, you people there at the White House, but this is more nonsense from the Me Too movement, a different kind of
what?
Me Too movement. I don't mean that Me Too movement. I'm just like, everybody says, maybe I'm not doing anything because everybody else said I'm not supposed to do anything. So it's Me Too. No.
Wait, are you saying now that we shouldn't, that's irresponsible for us to say that you shouldn't stay indoors and adhere to the guidelines?
You don't see me doing that, do you?
Well, you're alone. No. You're self-distancing because you're not with anyone.
I say that this thing is going to go down in history as one of the greatest outrages in the history of our country.
You sound like conspiracy theorist.
I think that this could have been easily engineered by the Chinese. And what are they doing? They're turning it around
that.
And pointing at us.
Oh, I totally believe that. This whole thing of it came from bats. I think that's just BS. Yeah. I don't know.
It came from the lab it was released from.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, right. You know.
Went to Italy. The person that was transporting it to the Iranians to raise hell, got loose in Italy. And then when it got to Iran, it got further released. So now they're paying the price, the Iranians. I think Iran is in really tough
it's
shape,
really bad.
Although you can't really figure out because they won't let any, there's no knowledge about what's actually going on there, other than speculation.
A lot of sick people, though.
Yeah, a lot of sick people.
Our friends who are Iranian have family there, and they said it's really bad. But there's just, it's such a total lockdown on the internet. Even if you're there, you can't find out information, and then people are in the hospital. It's a mess.
So now that we have started this, one wonders, as a business owner that's struggling, Jennifer's in like form, people that were working in an office, in a building, for a company, and the company says, okay, go home and use your internet. You have paid for internet and use a computer that maybe we supply you that costs $800 or $1,000. Work from home for now. Okay. So 2 months from now or 2 weeks from now, the people running the company say, hey, this is working pretty well. Why am I paying for all this office space?
I want to come back.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody works from home from now on. You want a job unless you work at home. So
I think that's
what
the
is that
risk
gonna,
with everything.
Rental.
Think about church. Yeah. We're either telling people not to go to church anymore or to consume their services online. Are people going to we create habits. What's rehab? Rehab is 21 days because humans create habits in 3 weeks. Our kids, exactly. Do kids, will they want to go back to school? Will they give their parents a hard time going back to school? Is that going to be a hard adjustment for them? I think the answer is yes. Are people going to say, hey, to their bosses, you let me go home for 6 weeks and we function, so I just want to stay at home all
that
the time.
I think a lot of people will make that argument, but I think kids will want to go back to school.
I do too.
Will miss their friends.
Miles was ready
the social
for school
aspect
yesterday.
Of school is so important.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So there's that, and then there are people who, because they were laid off, again, there are some companies, the big retail grocery chains are looking for people to stock. They're paying good wages. If you were in a situation, let's say you're a waiter or a waitress, and you got bumped. This may be a way for you to make up until things go back to normal. UPS and Amazon all looking for more drivers and more delivery people and more folks in the warehouse. So there are lots of jobs that are there. For heaven's sakes, be nice. When you're in a circumstance where there are people together, there's no reason to be like jerks at the supermarket.
I haven't witnessed, if anything, I've witnessed people coming together. I'm happy to report that. I haven't seen anybody acting like a jerk. I know they're out there, but
I saw a fight at Wegmans yesterday. It was pretty unnecessary.
Yeah, I've seen everybody just looking nice.
Yeah. Well,
but there wasn't a single egg. No eggs.
I know, there were no eggs in my store either.
Toilet paper was the first, and then hand sanitizer, and now there are no eggs.
No eggs, so, no milk at my store.
It's
no
crazy.
Meat. Yeah.
Can you imagine, let's say,
shelves all empty. It's insane.
You're in Palm Beach, and everybody says, okay, you got to stay where you are. There's not
I'd
too
be
much
okay
trouble.
Staying in Palm Beach.
That's what I was thinking about. You know, there are lots of different things going on in the world. You know, there have been conflicts over the last, 20, 30 years, all of our lives. There's always been something going on. The thing to remember is, A, there always will be food. We produce food in this country. It may not be as good quality as you're used to or you want, but there isn't, you know, there's something to eat. It may be cold, it may be greasy, it may be...
Maybe
like,
hard to find.
Yeah, but it's there. Well, no, it's
where
hard to find,
it?
Not because it isn't there, it's
you
because
know,
they haven't got it distributed. It may be stale,
mayor,
it may be soggy. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Our mayor, Mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles, had a press conference yesterday at a warehouse. It said, look, you see all this? This is food. This is not a food shortage, because people are in L.A. are treating it like it's a food shortage. And
well, it feels like a food shortage in New Jersey, because I went to three different grocery stores to do a big shop for my parents.
And so they're saying stop panicking.
But yet they're depriving, if they're hoarding, they're depriving the people, the elderly and the vulnerable who need the supplies. That's really, that's very rude.
There are heartbreaking stories that are being passed around on social media. There was one in particular where this elderly couple, the man was in his 80s, his wife was on an oxygen tank sitting in the car, and he couldn't, and she was ill as well, and he asked a younger guy in the store to help him find toilet paper because they had none, and this younger guy who helped them, he drove to three or four other stores and found some finally and was able to help this elderly couple. He said it just broke his heart. This couple could, you know, it was difficult for them to move around. This husband was just trying to help his wife. It's so irresponsible for younger people. And I saw Billie Eilish went on a whole like rant yesterday to her followers, and I thought it was so good that she's 17 years old and that she was telling her fans, you know, stop with the hoarding, stop with going out to bars and restaurants, take this seriously, stay at home. And she said, like, it's the easiest thing, stay at home and watch TV. It's what we all want to do anyway. Now that we're told we have to, everyone all of a sudden wants to rebel against that. But it's like, come on, you know, this is an easy thing to do. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so the other things, I'm just thinking about the stuff I was thinking about in the car as I was driving. There certainly is not, I just said this a while ago, I may have 3 million listeners, 1% of the population of the country, so I'm not going to be able to change this as much as I'd like to. We all want to change the reality, but you can't. So don't worry about it. There are things that you can change in your own life. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you seeing? And more, who can you help today? My mantra, if anybody asked me, and you all know this, if there was a slogan that I lived by, how can we help? That's what I do on my farm. That's what this radio program is about. And you can't, so I may not like government policy. I may not like the people who are running the health service, but I can, you know, under the circumstances, I'm in my car, I'm driving across the country. Am I being irresponsible? No. I'm not going to rub noses with anybody. I went to the window last night to get something to eat. The store was closed, but the window was open. So I went, and that, you know, it was kind of fun. Daisy and I ate in the car. I never eat in the car. But some people do all the time. Yeah, they go get the stuff at the...
Well, drive-through is fine.
If I go by another Chick-fil-A, the lines around the Chick-fil-A stores, good God. It just is amazing what that guy has created around that brand.
I had their soup yesterday.
Image.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
See, I had my first Chick-fil-A 2 weeks ago. I was totally underwhelmed.
Really?
Yeah. I had the crispy chicken sandwich, and it was just like, eh. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Really,
I'm with you, Victoria. I don't get it.
I didn't get it. And the fries were kind of soggy. I don't like waffle fries. I don't know. I just was very underwhelmed. Not a good experience.
Be nice. Be nice. Be nice. It could, you know, think about it this way. If you're nice, it may save your life. Being decent to other people isn't really altruistic sometimes. It's self-serving. A lot of people, when you get right down to it, can help you out if you're in a jam.
Well, if you have elderly neighbors, this is the time to just check
help
in.
Help them out. Yeah.
You know, even if they don't want to answer the door, that's fine. Or just call them, leave a note. You know, if you need anything, here's my number. You know, it's important. A lot of elderly people are very afraid right now. The news media has had, you know, and this is not just the news media. It's coming from government too. You know, a lot of mixed messages. How serious is it? How serious should we be taking this whole thing? But a lot of elderly people are legitimately frightened. So this is definitely a time to help your neighbor out.
It sure is. And this, too, will pass. Things get better. You rebuild. We always come back. I mean, there have been a lot of serious people in wartime have faced a lot more serious stuff than we are.
I think use it as a positive and recenter your life
away.
A little bit.
Yeah, good idea. Speaking of recentering your life, the focus on the American Family Farmer podcast this week is a conversation about food, where it comes from. Is it more expensive at farmers markets, for example? How good is the food there versus wherever else you get your food? How good is food in general? The circumstance and where America is going in terms of farmers markets, our family farmer program, the American Family Farmer, does focus on food, family, and the farms themselves. So if you want to hear about farmers markets, you want to figure out, this is a good time, actually, farmers markets getting started. I went to the one last Sunday in Santa Monica, and there were like 3 people there. Normally there are thousands. But it's a great place to get really good food. Check it out. Our story about the farmers markets at the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thinks a lot about some of the pop singers around today. This is Ariana Grande. I like this song. It's called One Last Time, right, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This has been a big hit pop hit. A couple years ago.
Big hit. Was it really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through a list of people who are supporting the World Health Organization coronavirus campaign. That list would include Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, Usher, and some other folks, too. Becky G., Rita Ora, using their voices for good by advocating for Global Citizen's latest urgency campaign to support World Health Organization's Solidarity Response Fund because of the coronavirus situation. After the World Health Organization estimated that the global agency needs about $675 million to fund various preparedness and response efforts from now until next month, Global Citizen launched a Stand Together to Beat Coronavirus campaign for people around the world who call on their leaders to support the mission of the WHO, the World Health Organization. And that's where Ariana and Demi and Usher and Billie Eilish and other people figure in to call on their fans to join the fundraising efforts, which Global Citizen noted already they have need to help 12,000. They've got different actions around the world. There are some 12,000 of them in which they need some help. The artist sharing three crucial steps on their Instagram stories. One, call on the G20 leaders to urgently fund the World Health Organization's COVID response. Two, ask corporations and individuals to donate to the WHO Solidarity Fund. And three, wash your hands and practice social distancing. There you go. And that's that pretty much says that what we all should be doing that anyway, no matter whether it's this or so. You always should wash your hands. Keep yourself clean. World Health Organization created the first of its kind Solidarity Response Fund to finance health workers' protective equipment and diagnostic laboratories, some vaccine research, development, that sort of thing, and more necessities to actively respond to this situation, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere. So, do you actually feel like people are going to donate, do they respond because Ariana or Demi or some of the other people ask them?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really work?
Do. Yeah, they respond. Yeah. And I think that's why when, you know, people like Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift have come, and Ariana too, the three of them have really come out to their fans saying, look, you guys take this seriously. You know, follow instructions. It's not about you. It's about protecting the elderly. You know, it's about protecting other people. And people and their fans, they do listen. So they use their leadership and their fandom and their responsibility. I think they do it well.
Good. All right. Up next here on the DJV program in our musical portion of this hour, soundtrack to Trolls World Tour has dropped. New songs by Justin Timberlake, Kelly Clarkson, Dierks Bentley, Mary J. Blige, George Clinton, Anna Kendrick. Does she sing? I didn't know Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a Broadway singer.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, so I think like she was in the whole Pitch Perfect movie series, which was about acapella, and she sang in all of those. Yeah.
Did she? It was her voice, really. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a child-friendly album. George Clinton, who has a group called Parliament Funkadelic. This guy's no spring chicken. Clinton's got to be close
to
80.
70s.
At least.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a lot of funk to bring to the table. Kelly Clarkson is in center stage on banjo-driven ballad called Born to Die. And Delta Dawn, leader of the Country Trolls, that's the voice. She's the voice of that, I guess. Is that
yeah,
right?
That's her character.
Delta Dawn. Delta Dawn. It's a song.
Because of coronavirus, they're going to let this movie out for home watch viewing, too, right?
Yes.
At the same time it goes to theaters.
Are they?
Yep. April 10th, yep.
Dierks Bentley brings some country.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Americans are bombarded with information concerning the coronavirus outbreak, some sobering news from President Trump. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country, the president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
Despite the virus, more votes will be cast today for the Democratic presidential nomination in some states. Voters will head to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Ohio is scheduled to have a primary today as well, but state officials have ordered polling locations there to be closed because of the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Sherry Akeevan, Kara Schillen, you are all trying to figure out what the best attitude is at the moment toward this national situation. There are a lot of people who are worried about making their rent or paying their mortgage because they live from week to week, from check to check. I was feeling like I was being lectured to by one of the, there are a lot of national people that do advice when it comes to investing. Some of them pay for the time on the radio. Some of them are just good hosts. And somebody asked a question yesterday about savings to income ratio. And it's amazing how many people said zero. So if that's the case, you are sweating it. I know you're sweating it. So is there a lesson to be learned from that? I've had a lot of money in my life, and I've been broke. It goes up and down and sideways. It doesn't necessarily, it isn't good or bad, and it's certainly not judgmental. But just think about all of the lessons that are coming out of this and maybe you'll learn something, and maybe you'll be prepared as you go down the road better than you are now, and maybe you won't. Maybe, you know, you'll make it through. We all make it through one way or another. But I look at the stats and become more confronted. One of the things, as I left Los Angeles yesterday, driving through Venice, I remembered why it is that I didn't like that part of the world. It was much to like, a lot of great people, but the homeless situation and what's going on with them under this circumstance. Does anybody know or does anybody care what may happen with these people? I mean, there are a lot of people who will be, oh, yeah, they get sick and they'll be dying, and so who cares? But they're human beings, so... Is anybody paying any attention, Jennifer, in Los Angeles or any place else that we know, to the homeless population when it comes to this?
It's a huge concern, actually.
What I found out, do you know in Venice that one out of every two, we lived near the fire station, I'm talking about Daisy and me, there's a fire station around the corner on Venice Boulevard, and you can hear that thing, the police, the fire up and down the street, dozens of times a day, and one of every out of every two calls was for some problem with a homeless person.
Yeah.
Now you realize the tax, what the implications are, what it costs to be handling these people in circumstances like that. It really
and
is.
There's not much they can do. What they're not telling you is that there is such a limitation in, well, particularly in California, there's a limitation on what police officers can do. It's very rare now that you'll see homeless people get arrested, because all they do is go in and then get let right back out again. Unless they get arrested on a Friday, then they're in there until Monday. So when you get to the people like the woman who was living on my patio, she was arrested 150 times. How is that meaningful? You know, it's a ride to the police station, and then she gets let out and has to set up shop somewhere else. But is that really helpful? Is that helping anybody? And the answer is no. But there's nothing else that they can do. They can't hold them. There's restrictions on what the processing should be. And I just don't know how we live in a place where we allow people to suffer on the streets because we're worried about the overreach. I think we have to triage the problem, and we have to get people treated for whatever they're suffering with so that they can go out and have a more meaningful life.
Yeah, I think there's that. Victoria, where you are in New Jersey, the National Guard has come out. Have you seen them in your town on your streets, or where are they most prominent?
I think that's more of a. I think when they deploy the National Guard, I think it's not necessarily like people walking like soldiers on the street. It's more like the funding that frees up, and so it's really more about from what Governor Murphy had said yesterday. It's really just about making that emergency funding available, and the hospitals are. Like every state, it's not just New Jersey, but the hospitals are, there's a bed shortage and there's an equipment shortage. And I know Trump addressed this yesterday or 2 days ago when he was talking with the governors, and some states have kind of had to have to go rogue. He said it's easier for states individually to handle this rather than going through the federal chain,
to directly order what they need.
So when you deploy the National Guard, then there's funding that goes along with that. So I guess if Governor Murphy feels like they want to start purchasing ventilators or more hospital beds or even setting up temporary military-style hospitals, then that's what that will be used for.
That was something that was so misreported the other day when it was reported that Trump said to governors, go it alone to get your own supplies, your own hospital beds. And the news media said, Trump's just telling them to go it alone. Well, no, what he said is exactly what Victoria said, and that is you're going to have a quicker response time if you ordered this stuff directly instead of going through the federal channels. And so he opened it up so that governors could go directly to make their own orders of beds and ventilators and all of the stuff that they need. But, again, that's just a piece of the pie in all of this is the reporting on it, and whether or not that's helpful to the greater good. Is that helpful to have those headlines out right now? It's not true, so what purpose does it serve?
I don't know. I think that it doesn't serve anything. But I think that on the state level, at least in New Jersey and in New York, both governors, I know Trump hates Governor Cuomo in New York, but I think Governor Cuomo has done an amazing job. And I think Governor Murphy is really using Governor Cuomo's plan as the blueprint for New Jersey. Now, we don't have as many cases here, and we don't have the issues that New York has, especially with Manhattan and the five boroughs being just, you know, so packed with people. But I do think that I think Governor Cuomo has done an amazing job, and my friends who are still in New York have said the same thing. They feel like he's made the right decisions. He's made some tough decisions, canceling the St. Patrick's Day parade. He got so much hate for that, even from de Blasio, who didn't want to cancel it, which is ridiculous. But, yeah, it's a tough time, and this is when leadership has to make unpopular and, you know, unlikable decisions. And some governors, I think, are doing a great job in really stepping up and proving why they were elected.
That's why you get elected. It's called public service, boys and
right?
girls. So here's something. For God's sakes, will you stop calling 911 about toilet paper?
This
what
is insane.
Let's
have a little bit of fun with this, though, because the Oregon Police Department was very funny on the Facebook post.
Newport,
go ahead and
Oregon.
Tell the story. Yeah, this
no, you
has gone
tell the
viral.
Story. It's okay. No, you tell the story.
It is. Look, the toilet paper shortage is real, and I don't know why, and I don't know when we're ever going to get restocked. I asked at two different grocery
Save
stores
the
yesterday
tree.
Again.
Use a leaf.
Yeah, well, I said, again, I asked them, like, when are you going to get toilet paper? They don't seem
busters.
To know. The what business?
Bidet business is totally gangbusters right now.
Yeah. Skyrocketing, yeah. Well, so this police department in Oregon apparently they've been getting so many 911 calls about toilet paper. And this is in Newport, Oregon. So they posted on Facebook, it's hard to believe that we even have to post this. Do not call 911 just because you ran out of toilet paper. You will survive without our assistance. In fact, history offers many other options for you in your time of need. And then they go on and suggest that, you know, seamen used to use old rope and anchor lines soaked in salt water. Ancient Romans used sea sponge on a stick, also soaked in salt water. Then they added, we are a coastal town. We have an abundance of salt water available. Seashells are also used. Colonial Americans used. Now, this is the worst. The core of the corn on the cob. That's
very well known, yeah.
That does not seem comfortable.
On the farm, there is reference to where the corn cob goes if you don't have a clue.
Oh, God. And then they also talk about using catalogs from Sears and Roebuck, and the Christmas catalog from Sears is like four times bigger than the normal one. So what did they say? You can last an entire family from December to Valentine's Day.
Family of three can be wiped clean from December through Valentine's Day.
It is very funny that they had such a good sense of humor about it.
Yep.
But, but apparently the calls to 911 are real, and that is just crazy.
Mother Earth News will tell you if using 15 different leaves, you can make your own wipes. You guys made fun of me when I said that the other day, but that's what they used to do that.
Now we're down to reality. We need it.
Right, exactly. So if you have catalogs, you know, maybe that stuff you throw, how many of us get those newspaper supplements in the mail every week?
I get the Bed Bath & Beyond catalog all the time.
So now there's a practical use. And if anybody's close to you, they can read your bum if some of that stuff sticks. You never can tell.
Well, I was talking to my cousin yesterday who's a plumber, and he's like, oh, man. He's like, with the toilet paper shortage, he goes, we're going to have a booming business in a couple
of weeks. Yeah, I was going to say, don't.
Septic tanks are not going to be liking
this. If you're going to be using these things, I guess have a big trash bag next to it, because don't put that stuff next down your toilet.
Nope.
Don't put any corn cobs down the toilet.
Okay. Hello. The latest TJV podcast, you can be sure the next one comes out, will be all focused on this stuff. We do have a focus on the Smurf Festival in France and coronavirus and what's going on and who's doing what to whom. A study showing how many consumers shop when they're drunk. There'll be more of that going on.
You can bet there's going to be a whole bunch today and this week.
Exactly. Okay. So anyway, check out your latest podcast, DJV Podcast, at djvshow.com or wherever you find. It's on, your favorite podcasts are all over the place. The Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, iTunes, that sort of thing, iHeart. Facebook.com/DJVShow is our social media connection, and also Twitter @DJVShow.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJ. V.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, now as a public service, the ladies have been talking off the air about how to get booze the drive-through way. Do you want to?
Oh, the brew-throughs in North Carolina are epic, and Louisiana
well,
too.
In Ohio, I remember when we at school, there was a place you could just drive through, like the drive-throughs now, where you
right.
buy your food at the local joint. You can go. And they'll put the kegs of beer or whatever in the back of your pickup truck.
Yep.
All of that.
Great.
But can you get hard liquor that way? That seems to be the question you were all wrestling with. Hard liquor, same as beer? Is that or wine?
I don't know. It depends. There are two different. I know for restaurants there are two different licenses. You can either have a beer and wine license or you can have a full.
Yeah, so you order takeout. Can you order? That's the question. Can you order
not
a
usually.
Bottle of wine and have it delivered?
But that's for certain question. Places, they might have like a retail part of their license so that they can sell that stuff too.
My favorite is in Louisiana, and it's probably in other states in the South too. They get around open container, like you can drive through. They have drive through daiquiri stands. Jen, I don't know if you've ever been to one of these. It's hilarious.
But I need to.
And they literally put a tiny piece of scotch tape over the straw, and it's considered a closed container.
There you
Let's go.
All right, 10 before the hour. Helpful Harry's. Here we are on the DJV show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Past the hour. Normally during this time frame, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with some pertinent health information on a topic. Usually the last 2 or 3 weeks has been coronavirus. Jack is stuck in Florida. He went down to see a relative who was sick and to try to take care of him because, you know, he's a good doctor and he wanted to help the member of the family. So he got on a plane and flew down there, and now he's stuck. And he... So I'm not sure where he's going to be. I know he'll be back sooner or later. But anyway, for those of you who are wondering whether aspirin or things like ibuprofen or Advil, I did some nosing around. Actually, Victoria, you did a pretty good job of putting this together. And it starts, the first word comes from France, their health ministry there, suggesting that a lot of the anti-inflammatory painkillers, ibuprofen, what Advil would be one of those, Tylenol, that kind of stuff. In fact, if you take those, it could worsen the effect of the coronavirus. And so that's raised a lot of questions over which over-the-counter drugs people ought to be using to treat the symptoms of the disease. So I'm going to run through some of that information for you right after this.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after...
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
So the focus here, I guess we can summarize this briefly. The health minister in France, who's also worked as a neurologist, has been tweeting that taking anti-inflammatory drugs like the ibuprofen I was talking about a few minutes ago could be an aggravating factor in the infection. If you have a fever, you're supposed to take something called paracetamol. You know what that is, Victoria? I never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's acetaminophen. It's the same thing. It just has a different name in Europe. They call it paracetamol over there. It's Tylenol.
So ibuprofen is not good, but acetaminophen is. That's basically what we're telling people, it sounds like.
That's right, what this doctor is saying. Now, this is kind of controversial. Some other health experts came out and said, you know, actually what he's saying is pretty much in line with what a lot of European countries have also said. In the States, there were some doctors who came out and said, well, we need a lot more evidence before we're going to get behind that. So it really just depends on maybe he is correct, and we eventually will find that taking Advil or Motrin or generic ibuprofen.
If you have the regular flu, if you have the regular flu, don't the doctors tell you to take ibuprofen?
Yes.
And they don't tell you to take acetaminophen. So
I think you can take either. I had the flu in January, mild for a few days, but it was not fun, and I had I had a fever, and so I took Advil, and that helped.
You all thought that I had it too, and I don't know whether I did or I didn't. I didn't take anything for it, and it went away. But you thought I had a little bite of it as well. If you have chills, body aches, sore throat, headache, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, runny nose, that's also a symptom. That's the regular flu, and it's COVID-19, isn't it? It's the same stuff.
Well, the difference with COVID-19 is the main symptom is the fever. So the fever is first, and a dry cough is that's the number one thing that is different. So a lot of people say, oh, it might just be allergies, or it could just be an upper respiratory infection, or whatever, and it could be all those things. But the dry cough is the number one symptom that stands out for the COVID-19.
Right. All right. Ibuprofen, no. Acetaminophen, yes, that's what we're saying here. It's the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.